Specialist recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. We hope that your Monday is off to a great start. If you're just getting started, it's 7:37 Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And today, of course, is July the 22nd. Now, as always, on every single Monday, we want you to get your momentum going. We want you to get it started, and we want you to get it started right. But first of all, we want to remind you that kids are soaking up the last bits of summer vacay. Please make sure that you're staying engaged, staying off of mobile devices, making sure that you're watching out for kids that are traveling, wherever they're traveling. And you know what? It's just hard to say where kids are. Many are supposed to be in their designated areas, but for a lot of them, that's just not the case. So as you're traveling in, make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're being mindful about road construction that is going on really in cities every town, USA. So please give yourself enough time to slow down and get there safely. Now this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about routines and our morning routines. And you know, I was saying, as I do every weekend, you know, DC and I were talking and I said, you know, I wonder for a lot of people, when they start getting that blue feeling about Monday. And DC said a lot of people start getting it on Saturday night. And so I know a lot of people are driving in or getting to their place of employment, feeling a lot of drudge and a lot of dread and a lot of just icky stuff. So if that's you this morning, I want you to stop. I want you to find that good, comfortable place of peace. And I want you to declare that you will have momentum today, because only you can make that declaration, and only you can make that change. And so as I was thinking about this Monday morning, as I do every morning and every Monday morning, I started thinking about morning routines and how they can help us to start the day, especially Monday, a little bit smoother. And believe it or not, there are articles for absolutely everything. And so I pulled an article down from one of my favorite sources, the Huffington Post, and it talked about people and their morning routines and how all the most powerful people that you can think of, including the First Lady of the United States of America, has a morning routine. And they credit those morning routines to helping them to have better habits in the morning and helping them to have more productive days. And this is what they found. They found that whenever you admit that you are not ready to start your morning, it starts off wrong. So you got to get into a routine. You've got to get that momentum that we're talking about. And so if it's good enough for powerful people, it must be good enough for each and every one of us. So in the morning, this is the scenario. Do you hit the snooze button 3 times each morning? Do you grab breakfast on the way because nothing at home is handy or ready? Well, if you're doing these things, the article says that you're setting the groundwork for good or bad habits, depending on where you fall in the pendulum. And so this morning, this is what we want you to do. We want you to think like the boss, getting up early like the boss. It isn't a decision, they say, that you make in the morning. It's one that you make the night before. So you have to purpose in your heart to get up and get started early. And for a lot of people, I know you're saying, it's just not going to happen. But in order for you to start your morning off better, the experts say it's better to get up early. An important factor in being able to wake up easily at the desired time in the morning is timing. It's one of those circadian rhythm or your sort of body clock. You know, you hear about those people that say, my body, I don't need a clock. I just wake up every single morning at the same time. Well, that's what they call the circadian rhythm. Your body is in an automatic rhythm that you just instantly wake up at the same time. And this is from researcher Dr. Leon Lack. And he says that it is just important that you set your rhythm correctly. It means starting with choosing the right time to go to bed. And these are things that he believes helps us all to get started better and with intention in the morning. You know, are we starting our mornings with intention, or are we just arbitrarily starting our mornings because we have to? And these are questions that we've got to ask. I've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to start talking about how to start your morning with intention. Stay on point, everybody. It's 7:43. We'll be back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
and can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. You could do that by getting involved. All you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260, and they're going to tell you how you can volunteer and get a stipend, which is money that will not affect any of your benefits. That number again, 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but we are feeling absolutely extremely
rested. And one of the things that we did this weekend and that we have purposed in our hearts to do on the weekends, and we just started this, oh, I guess a few weeks ago, we just decided that we needed to turn off our cell phones, our mobile devices, all of those smart devices, and just really sort of fast from what was going on in our business and fast from the phones and the computers and all of those things, and just take the weekend to come together as a family and relax and communicate with each other. And one of the things that we have been talking about every single Monday, and this is in keeping with that, is really starting your Mondays with momentum. Stop dreading those Mondays and start being more purposeful, more intentional on Mondays. And there are experts that have done studies on this. And I think that when you back away from even a lot of the television, a lot of what's going on in the media, and you back away from your emails and your phone calls and back away from people, I know for us, it just gives us a time of sort of refreshing so that when we get our week started, we can start with purpose. And so this morning, I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about what the experts say. And one of the experts says, do not hit the snooze every day. And I know a lot of people are guilty of that. He says, first of all, it could be a sign that you have not gotten enough rest, enough sleep the night before. But what's more, he said, you could be disrupting crucial sleep stages by taking your body out of its resting state and then allowing it to drift back to sleep. So although we think those few minutes that we get from snooze, hitting the snooze, are going to be good, and you have convinced yourself, and I know we've all been there, that, and how many times have you said it? Five more minutes. All I need is five more minutes. Well, no, he says it's actually tricking your body into thinking that it's going back into rest, and it's not. So it's not a good idea. And he says, try setting your alarm far from your bed so that you don't hit the snooze button and you move away from that. He says, you go on autopilot. If you wake up whenever and do whatever, you miss out on the best part of having a morning routine to begin with. And he says, you got to start your morning with some sort of intention. How many of you know that we get up and we just throw it together and that's it? He says, when you don't start with intention, it absolutely affects the rest of your day. And so God bless you. And so I wanted to share that with you this morning, that you can begin to think about starting not only your momentum Mondays, but your everyday with intention. And you start with a routine. And I know everybody's routine is different. Some of us wake up and we have our coffee the first thing in the morning. Some of us wake up and we exercise in the morning. Some of us wake up and we meditate in the morning. And you put all of those things together and you give yourself enough time, the experts say, by waking up early. And what they did was they tracked people that have great, great jobs and that are very busy. And they figured out how they were so successful during their day. And they all talked about starting out with intention, starting out on purpose. And then the last thing that the experts say, and this is something that DC and I have been doing, we sort of have been hit and miss on it, but getting up and having breakfast in the morning. Now, some people say, you know what, it's too early for breakfast. And I'm one of those people because we get up really, really early. But he says, find something that will work for you in the morning that is conducive for you. So get up, and before you get out, start with breakfast. Breakfast is the best way to start the day, and it's also the best way to get your metabolism kicked off and get it going. And so after you have fasted all night and not eaten, experts say that you need to eat breakfast. And so you know what? That's one of the most critical things that you can do. And I hope this morning, as you're getting started, and as you're thinking about all this, you may not have a routine in place. And when you don't have a routine in place, chances are your kids don't have a routine in place. And so I know I've been talking about this, and parents, I don't want to invoke anything, but I know that we are becoming increasingly aware that school is about to be back in session. And so that is a game changer for parents. And so that means that whatever routine that you had while your kids were not in school, then you're going to have to shift into a routine that is conducive for your kids and for yourself. And when you have more than one child, that brings lots of challenges. So if you can start thinking about it now, then we can get our kids in the routine. And for us, what we've decided is we're not going to start like the week before. We're starting now, making sure that bedtime is at a decent time, making sure that devices in the house are turned off. And it's just all a part of routine. And I think when we get in routines, our kids get into routines. And then that's how we create intention. That's how we create success for the day. So as you're getting started this morning, it's 7:55. I hope that you have been rested over the weekend. I hope that you are ready to start your day with purpose. And most importantly, I hope that you're saying to yourself that this is going to be a good day. This is going to be a great day. And you're going to conquer those things that you have control over, and the things that you don't, you know what? You're just going to move on along through the day. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network, and we want you to just do it.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort, the of Oyles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in of Oyles Parish, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, switching gears just a little bit, you know, we were talking about getting your momentum on Momentum Monday. Well, you know what? I think for us, our momentum started on Friday. Well, DC and I were invited by Christian Love Baptist Church right here in Alexandria. They are having their summer youth camp. We were invited to go over and to read to the children at the camp. And we were among several other community leaders, officials, and business owners who went to the camp throughout the summer to read to the kids. And as people who listen to the show know that one of our passions, one of our deep, deep passions is reading so that people will want to read, but most especially so that our kids will want to read. And you see, we want to just really send a huge, huge shout out and big kudos to the leaders at Christian Love Baptist Church, starting with Reverend Larry R. Turner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so for you, first of all, I want to set the tone, because for those people who have never been to Christian Love Baptist Church, to their life center, it is a state-of-the-art and a beautiful facility. When we walked into the facility, it is, I mean, we were just amazed, first of all, at the extension and what they're doing. And then we were struck by the number of kids that they have at the camp this year. Talk about your feeling about seeing those kids in such a wonderful, productive environment.
Oh, man, it was just something to see, Carlette. And it was actually our first time seeing Christian Love's the new addition to their church.
Right.
It is really a beautiful facility. And I didn't know that it was a full basketball court in there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus they have the workout facility, and just, I mean, it is absolutely beautiful, just beautiful wood floors in there. It's just absolutely beautiful. And to see it piled on the kids, I mean, just kids everywhere running around and just having a good old time. And also the adults who are overseeing them also having a really good time with the kids. And, you know, God is right there at the forefront of that whole operation. And it was just really, 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 really beautiful to see, Carlette. And to see how they're just bringing different community leaders into the program to read to the kids and speak into the kids was just really, really something to see.
And, you know, as we sat there before we got started, And we kind of just sat back and we watched the organization. Yeah. And it just really, it really moved on our hearts to see these adults spending their time to help to sow into these kids' lives. Isn't that just incredible? Wasn't that incredible to see?
It was really incredible, Carlette. Not, you know, I mean, I just, to see the personality of the kids that are there, mm-hmm. and to just see them interact with not only us, but with the people who were actually leading them,
mm-hmm.
was really, really awesome. I mean, and they are, I mean, just to see positive things.
Absolutely.
You know, to see something positive in our community. You know, you'd have to go nowhere but right there to Christian Love Baptist Church. And Reverend Larry R. Turner and his team, Linda Johnson does a wonderful job, Miss Barbara Edwards, who came down here from New Orleans with the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other people are just doing a marvelous job of operating that camp over there and having the kids get up mm-hmm. and move around
mm-hmm.
And not sit around on the couch all summer.
And it was good to see happy, productive kids, as DC said, moving.
Smart kids.
And so we decided after we got the invitation, they said, well, we have several books. And if you listen to the show, you know we've got books out the wazoo. People are always sending us books, and we're sharing these authors with you. And as DC and I talked about what we should read, we said, how cool would it be if we shared Mrs. Obama, Michelle Obama's book, American Grown, The White House Kitchen Garden, and Gardens Across America. We thought, how apropos this would be, especially since Christian Love Baptist Church is one of those churches, D.C., that has a garden.
Absolutely, they do. And it was amazing when you asked the kids questions about gardens, how deep they were in answering those questions. And man, one little girl answered a question about what a beehive was. She sounded like a rocket scientist.
Yes, indeed.
She described that better than the dictionary.
Absolutely. And what DC is talking about is in Mrs. Obama's book, and what we were sharing in the book is that not only is there a huge garden on the south lawn of the White House, but there is also a beehive. And the book is so incredible. If you have not picked it up, we want to encourage you to get the book. It shows wonderful pictures of the White House, of the garden. And what they have also done at the White House is they have started a beehive. And the beehive produces, of course, honey. And so we started asking, one of the things that they wanted to do is they didn't want us to just read to the children. They wanted to make sure that the kids were comprehending what was read. And I mean, they were right on point from what compost was, the soil that goes into planting a garden, to beehives and how beehives work. And then they got a chance from the pictures to do just exactly what Mrs. Obama had hoped. She said, you know what, Carlette and David, she said, a lot of kids will not get to Washington, D.C. to see the White House, to see the garden. She said, but it is all chronicled and it is systematically laid out and put together in this book. So people who pick up the book will be able to see what's happening at the White House. And so we read the story of American Grown, the White House Kitchen Garden and Gardens Across America. And we think that it impacted their lives because they are doing much of what Mrs. Obama's initiative is to get kids moving. And we believe that they were able to see themselves, and we showed them some of the pictures in the book, and hundreds of kids on the White House lawn exercising and jumping and hula hooping and double dutch. Do kids even know what double dutch is anymore? Jumping rope with two jump ropes and just getting a feel for her initiative and getting kids off the sofa and getting them moving. And let me tell you, the leaders, the people that are on point at Christian Love Baptist Church are doing an amazing job at not only getting the kids moving, D.C., but getting them to speak about themselves.
Absolutely.
And saying who they are and who God has called them to be. And it was, how many kids, I said to you, how many kids do you think it was? Close to what?
It was, I know it was probably more than, close to around 50 or better kids. And I may be undershooting because I'm going to shoot it too high.
Right. But 50, but 50-ish, around 50-ish plus kids. And let me tell you, they all sat quietly as we shared Mrs. Obama's book and shared that she had been on point talking about her initiatives and how to get kids eating better and how to get them moving and how to engage them in growing gardens. And one of the things that she said to us is that she wants to reach out, DC, to more churches that are planting gardens. And part of that process is to help kids so that they will understand from the seed to the harvest. And then they will be able to go back and share with their parents. So, you know, it's just those little things that we can do in the community. And I don't know, when we left the show on Friday, we went over to Christian Love Baptist Church and we spent, probably an hour or so over there with the leaders and the kids. And then we got a chance to talk to people like Michelle and Stephanie. And one of the ladies, I said, is this your church? Do you attend Christian Love Baptist Church? And she said, no. That was Stephanie. She said, I'm a teacher and I'm just volunteering. And those are the kind of stories that warm our hearts. People that come, that just come, DC, and they share their gifts and their talents with these kids, and they're pouring into our kids at a very early age. And it is an opportunity for those kids to learn, to play, and to have fun all at the same time. And that's really what it's about. And so we just say kudos to Reverend Larry R. Turner, to Miss Linda Johnson, Miss Barbara Edwards, go ahead. And to all of the people, the volunteers that it takes to care for our kids and to care for them, DC, in a safe, nurturing environment.
Absolutely.
And we always talk about what our kids are not, but this is a situation where we can talk about how great our kids are and how great the adults are that are being the change that they want to see. And we want to say thank you, Christian Love Baptist Church at 3515 Hudson Street in Alexandria. Thank you for allowing us to partake.
Absolutely. And then we would also like to say to people that this is an annual camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on most of the summer. So you want to go ahead and get yourself prepared for next summer when it comes around, so that you can have your kid in there, you know, learning great things. The kids were, I think, from 5 to 12,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. But it's a great place to put your kid while you're working during the summer instead of a daycare. You know, it really is.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you said, DC, that I thought was really, really worth mentioning again is you said to the leaders, you know, now that we have come in and seen what an incredible job that they're doing, it will encourage other people to save their money now.
Absolutely.
So that they can do just what we did, sponsor children.
Absolutely, because next year we definitely want to be on the involved, and we want to sponsor. This year I think we sponsored 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
for a kid, and next year we'd like to sponsor a kid or maybe 2 kids for the whole summer. So, you know, we're going to start working on that now.
Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage you to do it. You know what? We really want to encourage the people in the OPT network to be bigger, better givers.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no way you can outgive God.
It's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. Hey, everybody, it's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern Time. You're on point, and it is Momentum Monday. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 18 after 8 o'clock, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community, also the City of Alexandria, diversity in action. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD. Get the best wiring, the best values, all that and more by phoning 318-767-2220 and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. Rosa and her team are serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And I tell you, as you go about your day, there are things that make me say, all the time. And as we were traveling, I went to the ladies' room. And, when you come out, the first thing that you do is you want to wash your hands. Well, there is a new study out that says proper hand washing, only 5% of us do it right. And guess what? Some of us don't do it at all. The experts say that we do a pretty poor job of washing our hands after using the restroom. And that's the finding of a recent study in the Journal of Environmental Health, showing that only 5% of the people that use the restroom wash their hands for 15 to 20 seconds, which is the amount of time that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you need to kill bacteria in order to prevent the spread of diseases. Instead, they say most people spend about 6 seconds washing their hands on average. And then there are others. Have you ever been in the restroom and you come out and someone else comes out and they just walk out of the bathroom without washing their hands? And it really makes you say, wow, I wonder what they're thinking. Well, these findings were surprising because to us, the research, or to them, the research suggested that proper hand washing is occurring at a much higher rate. The study researcher, the professor said that most people are not washing their hands. And this was a study of nearly about 4,000 people. And they looked in restrooms from bars, restaurants, and other locations, college students. And they were observing the people, you never know who's watching you, wash your hands or not, who wash their hands. And they said that it found that only about 33% of people didn't use soap after washing their hands. And 10% didn't even lather up after using the restroom. They also found that men were less likely to wash their hands than women. 15% of men versus 7% of women were also less likely to use soap than women. 50% of men versus 78% of women. So this is just really what this is just really smart talk for smart people. And, you know, let's not get in too big of a hurry that we're leaving the restroom without washing our hands or just running our hands underneath the water without lathering. And so this is what they say is the proper way or the best way to wash your hands. And this is according to the CDC. You should first wet your hands with clean water. And then they say that a lot of people that did not wash their hands were really put off if the sink was dirty. If the sink was dirty, people were more likely not to wash their hands. But the CDC says, first, wet your hands with clean water, get the soap, and work the soap up into a lather. Scrub your hands together. And I'm doing it. Can you, like, scrub your hands together? I mean, like, you know, together and then around. And he says, do that for at least 20 seconds and then rinse before drying. A lot of people are creating a lot of problems, and a lot of people don't even think that hand washing is important. But, you know, especially when you go into restaurants and when you go into doctor's offices, you want to see people washing their hands, and it's just a habit that we all need to get into. And hopefully people that are in a rush, that don't think that it's important to wash their hands, will take this bit of smart talk, because we are smart people, and begin to wash their hands. It's going to keep down germs, and it's going to keep us safer and healthier. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're back right after this.
Wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly.
Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities.
Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentum Monday right here on the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services for not only your home, but your businesses as well. For a free consultation, here's the number. It's 800-819-5323. Right here in Alexandria, 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us on this Momentum Monday, it's 8:30. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. And if it's not, all you've got to do is change what you're saying. And as we talk about changing what you're saying, we came across an article that is, I don't know if it's alarming, but it's something that maybe we've all known and people are talking about it. And here's what it says. It says, today, a growing number of women, yes, women, are asking a very, very important question, and that is, who needs a husband? Yep. In fact, a new survey shows that only 1 in 4 women of prime marrying age said they are looking for a long-term relationship. And for the first time in history, women are less likely than men to say they want to be married. Now, if this is surprising, experts say this goes against the common stereotype that women are the ones eager to get married, while men are supposed to be very, very non-committal or afraid of commitment. So why, the question is, are women no longer considering themselves the marrying types? And when I read the article, I said, wow, this really speaks to where the world is. Now, the experts say, for starters, many women say that they don't like their options, because these days women are more likely than men to earn college degrees, have jobs, and be career focused, while men are more likely to be, now this is what the article says, more likely to be unemployed and embrace a life of beer, pizza, and video games. Plus, more women are finding that they can get along just fine without a husband, because it's not like the old days when women relied on husbands for financial support or even to raise children. Instead, the research shows that almost half of all households with kids are now being supported mostly by women, not dad. And in marriages where the wife earns more than the husband, statistics show that couples tend to be less satisfied with their marriage and more likely to divorce. And that's one reason why a lot of women say that even if they have a full-time job, they're still performing their traditional gender roles at home, like cooking and cleaning, because they don't want to appear threatening to their husbands. But a lot of women don't even bother with that at all. So they're choosing to stay single instead. And when I read that, DC, it made me say, wow, this is not a new phenomenon. This is not new verbiage or rhetoric from women. But I wonder if we're buying into what society is saying about what many and I have called the power woman, what society is saying that women don't need a man. And I believe, and especially after our conversation with Dr. Steve Perry, I believe that we are missing it when we convince ourselves, when the research shows, when experts come out and say that we don't need a man. I think, DC, that there is a breakdown that happens there. Now, I'm not suggesting that women settle for anything or for any old man, but don't you think that that is creating a huge problem with the family unit?
Well, yes.
And so what do we need to say to women, you think, about this issue? Or have women just been ingrained because society says, and maybe because they're seeing, that a lot of men are not taking the initiative, or could it just be it's not the initiative that they want?
No, I think a lot of women are, and it's all of that, Carlette. But I mean, I think women are fed up with just saying, "Look, I'm just going to marry somebody just to have somebody." I mean, this is not just a woman problem. You know, this is a problem too with men that are really not they're not available. You know, I know a lot of men who are not married, who can be married and just decide that, you know what, I'm gonna just have a bunch of women instead of a wife.
Do you think that's about?
I don't know.
And a lot of these men are professional men and Absolutely. Educated men with great jobs.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, I think a lot of women are starting to say, you know, instead of putting up with this idea of, you know, I'm just going to get a man to have a man, they're just choosing not to have one at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And one of the things that we were talking about in that, and we've been talking about the impartation and the supply that Dr. Perry left, is that for those women who have just decided that they're not going to settle, and I believe that you should not settle, that you should not settle for just any man to say that you have a man, but for those women that are the providers and do have kids, especially sons, that we need to somehow include men that will help them to become men.
Right, and those are the women who are having, and now that's where the conversation shifts, because if you are a woman and you're raising boys,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you may not need to be married, but you need some man needs to be in those kids' lives to teach them how to be men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you look, you know, and I don't want to start speaking too broad, but when you start looking at the types of situations that are happening in our society with, you know, everybody knows about the incarceration problem that we have, not just in Louisiana, but across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our younger men who are growing up that are not in jail, they're just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Right.
You know, I mean, these are real questions that have to be answered, you know, because it's not like there's not any jobs around. I mean, if I'm out of work and I need a job, you know, I can't really qualify the type of job. I just need a job.
Right.
I can't, you know, I don't, you know, for, I mean, I'll work anywhere they need somebody to work.
Right. If you need a job.
If you need a job. And, you know, we've got young guys now that just decide that, no, if I got to work there, I just won't work. And to me, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. And this is the problem that is happening across America. And as Dr. Perry was talking about women and our roles, I have become acutely aware as young David Christmas is growing into manhood that at a certain age, and I think probably at around 12 and 13, that the mother really sort of things change with mothering, and we're not adept, many of us, and let me just say me, I have not been adept to the change, and so I understand that if I would be by myself and I didn't have a man there, that I would make some of those same missteps that many moms make, wanting to keep the boy a boy, as opposed to you want him to become a man, but you're still treating him like a boy. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
And so we miss it there, and we're seeing too many of our kids that are being disciplined now in schools, and schools have zero policies, and they're just sort of throwing them out of the schools.
Zero tolerance, excuse me.
And then, you know, from there you go into the juvenile system, and then there, from there you go into the court system. And so it creates a situation where maybe you don't want a husband, women, but we do have to find a way to incorporate good, positive role models. And one of the things that we were talking about, and you were talking about, the men that helped you to become a man.
Yeah, it was a lot of men.
A lot of men, coaches and uncles.
Coaches, teachers, uncles, cousins, you know, just got a little bit from a lot of them. And, you know, but, you know, and often wondered about that, you know, a lot of young men who don't have some type of talent or don't receive that type of attention. You know, that's the other side of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if you're good, you kind of get more attention from the community men because, you know, they need you to carry out some of the things that they want to carry out, and so they show you attention and they show you how to do stuff.
And you, when you say good, you mean sports?
Yeah,
in
you know,
sports,
athletically, mm-hmm. you know, you're good, or you know, you've got some type of attributes to lend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, and I now as since that conversation with Dr. Perry, I've had a chance to really look at some things, and I'm gonna tell you, I've discovered a lot of stuff. It really opened me up, in ways that I really can't even explain. I mean, because, you know, and I'm still processing that whole. That was a deep conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of information.
Why do you think that it moved you the way that it has? Because we have not stopped talking about Dr. Perry.
Well, I think because I'm still learning from the conversation that he and I had a lot of questions that he answered,
mm-hmm.
about a lot of stuff, because I was still out in my process trying to learn why things went the way that they did, what happened
in terms of your life,
in terms of my life, mm-hmm. and in terms of others' life, and why things happened the way that they did. You know, now at the ages we are now, you know, you can look back,
mm-hmm.
and you can see what happened to a lot of the people we grew up with, a lot of the people I got to know along this journey, and see the outcome of where they are now and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, so ever since that conversation, you know, I've just been in real deep thought and trying to process all of the information that we got from him. Because he really said a lot, Corlett.
He did say a lot. And you know, this is one of the reasons why
we may have to replay that show for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just a lot of information, and I think it may have, you know, a lot of people didn't know that he was going to be here because we didn't promo it, and we really don't do a lot of promoing.
Right.
You know, we just ask you to tune in to see what's going to be on point. But I think I should have promoed that show, and because it really did run really, really deep.
And I think you're right on point, and not only should we replay it, but we should have him back. And what we walked away with, and what we're still feeding on, and what I wonder is, I wonder if my sister friends, if women really, I know the people that heard, but if it really got down into them about what has to happen with our young boys that are becoming young men, because we see too many mothers that are blocking, that are lying. I mean, you just got to put it out there and keep it real, that are lying for their sons, that are protecting them when they shouldn't be. And I know we are nurturers by nature. And you'll hear a woman say, don't mess with my child. Don't mess with my children. And that's part of how we were built. But can we step aside and allow that man that you know has your son's best interest at heart to put that baritone in his voice, DC,
right,
and really call him out and call it what it is.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I hear you say that, because he had a story about a lady who was wanting to defend her son, but she's telling him, if you tell the truth, I can't defend you.
Right.
If you're telling them that, I can't defend you, which was the truth. You know, a lot of people really don't understand when they do that, when a woman teaches that to a boy, he's gonna be 25 to 30 times worse in that same thing that she is.
Mm.
Because he's not going to grow up to be a woman. He's going to grow up to be a man.
Right.
And what you've done is taught him how to lie. And that's not good.
Absolutely. And we were watching a movie last night, and the man said to his son, now the mother was handling the situation, and then dad comes on the scene, and he said to his son, I'm going to ask you one time, and I want you to tell me the truth. And when dad stepped in and said, what is the truth? He immediately said, yes, I did that. And I'm going to tell you, I don't particularly know what the answers are, but I know that there is a dialogue, a national dialogue that is being started across America about this issue, and that every single person that is within the sound of our voices. We all need to figure out not just how we can create the best world and the best man in the boy that we're raising to be a man, but how we can be an integral part in helping the world system, how we can take at least one son and mentor him. This is Smart Talk for smart people, and you're on point.
But I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh,
from the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also want to remind you that there are still free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at 318
487-1122. And we'll be telling you more about how you can get involved in the breast cancer race coming up for the cure and how you can continue to get those free mammograms if you're 40 years old or older. And we encourage you every single day to make sure that you are on point, taking care of yourself and having the necessary yearly test. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie by dialing 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. And you know, as we're wrapping up this morning's Momentum Monday, we hope that you're on your way with good momentum, and we hope that you don't allow those external things to come in and prevent you from having a great start to your week. You know, we jump and we shout when we get to wind down Wednesday and then Thursday and then Friday. Well, you know what? I believe that if we honor Monday with our momentum, with our good, positive energy, then we do just what the article said and the doctor said. We begin to start with intention. We begin to live each day with intention and on purpose. And if you've never pondered that, I hope that you will. Are you just going through the motions, or are you living intentionally? And if you're not, what can you do to change that? And it has been our experience that when we do things purposefully, when we live with intention, it just makes getting out of bed so much easier, so much better, because we're excited about the possibility of what can be, what will be. We're expecting great things. And for many of us, because we're not expecting anything wonderful to happen, that's why we're living with what everybody continues to call the Monday morning blues. Well, let me just say to you, you have a choice. You can decide that it's going to be Blue Monday, or you can decide on purpose, with intention, that it is going to be a momentous and a lovely day. You can do that. But you gotta start in your thinking. And you gotta start opening up your mouth and saying, it's a lovely day. It is, because it's the day that God created. And I expect great things out of this day. And I'm gonna tell you, when you change your attitude, when you change what you're putting in, it makes the day so lovely. It makes the week worth getting started. It puts your momentum in motion. It propels you through the day. And you can do that for yourself. I'm telling you, we do it every single day, and you can too. And as always, we thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Why not love yourself and be the change that you want to see? Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. And here is wishing you some real momentum to get your work day started, your work week started. Remember, momentum is what propels us forward. Thank you guys for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday, and we're going to see our seniors in just a little bit. Today is Food Box Day. We'll see you along the route from Rapides Parish all the way into Avoyelles Parish, and we're bringing some serious momentum. Hey, everybody, have a great Monday, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
and the day that lies ahead of me seemed impossible.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on